Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we really, really like self-care. Self-caring for ourselves.
Yes. It's kind of our passion.
It's kind of like what we do. So what did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, I did my nails that I already picked off. But I did do my toenails, which I usually don't do my nail, like my fingernails, because I pick it off.
That's why I get them professionally done, because then I won't. But when I was just doing them myself, like after 3 days, I'd pick them off.
Right. So I did my toenails, like a hot, like cherry red. Ooh. And I feel like I always do it better than when I go to a place, you know, but it's like
I get in there, you know, because I feel like I can.
Yeah. So I did that. And then I also ordered, I was like doing that and I was like, I should reread The Secret Garden. Like, I loved that book when I was a
kid.
So I bought it for like $7 on Amazon and now I'm rereading it and I'm like, oh my God, this is so cute. Like,
it's whimsical.
Yeah. It's just like taking me back to like when I was a kid and I'm like, oh yeah. I love this story.
No, stuff like that's great.
Yeah.
I recently ordered a book called The Body Keeps the Score.
Oh, yeah. I want to read that one.
Okay.
Can I read it when you're done?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Keith's reading it too.
Okay.
Because it's really good. It's just about like, if you don't listen to your body's going to tell you what's up.
It's going to start to go into
May is actually Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yeah.
So, guys, take care of your mental health or it will take care of you and not in a good way.
Right.
Like, so that's one thing that like we're both reading it just so. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you start it already or no?
Yeah. I started it. This week has been like month end. So I'm really tired and stuff like that. So I started reading it and it was like kind of like 7 or whatever. And then like by page 16, I was like, I think I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
I like took a power nap and then I was like, hey, I'll read it another time. But it was really good. It started off really good.
Okay. So it's
so yeah, it wasn't it was not boring or anything. I was just like, I'm tired.
Yeah. Nice. Well, what did you do?
This week, we went to the Holistic Fair. I thought that was really fun.
It was pretty cool.
It was fun like spending time together. That's kind of what I enjoyed about it. It was cool. The fair was fun, but it was like a fun day for us to like get out of the house.
Yeah.
Mom's day out.
And we got our aura pictures taken.
Yeah.
Which was like my main goal for going there.
It's a cool picture. It's on our fridge right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you got like orange or something?
Something like that. It was like adventurous and like
Keith's was definitely orange and like red. Because I remember thinking that. I was like, I bet his is going to be like orange and red.
I'll post them.
I thought yours was going to be like teal.
I thought mine was going to be, like, black. I was really worried about them saying.
Kim was afraid that she was going to be revealed as a demon.
Okay, so the lady first took, like, she couldn't get my picture right. She was like, oh, this didn't work. So they make me do another picture. And she, like, didn't count. She just was, like, sitting there. And I, like, smiled. And she's like, oh, no, I'll count. And then I was like, okay. So I just, like, went back to, like, sitting there. And she's like, done. And I'm like,
bitch.
Do you remember her saying I did count?
Yeah.
I'm like, you literally
and then I
did.
Laughed so hard at your picture because I looked like a bitch. Resting bitch face.
Yeah.
You looked so annoyed. I was like, Kim, what is this
no
picture?
Do you like how I was like, well, she didn't count. She was just like, I'll tell you when. And then she's like, okay, done. And I'm like, did you whisper 1, 2, 3?
My girl didn't count at all, so I just like awkwardly was like, are we smiling? Should I smile?
Well, and she counted
and then
first
I just smiled for like a whole minute, just like, I don't know if she's taking it or what the fuck she's doing, but I'm gonna be prepared.
Using the Toy Story, she's like, my cheeks are killing me.
Yeah. Like Barbie.
I don't know, that was really fun. And then we went to Machete.
Yeah, that was a good time.
But I'll post our aura photos, so you have to send me yours.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can, because I like to do the whole, like, you know, the things that are, like, the lighter part of true crime and everything. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always got to get that.
Well, what are you going to tell me about?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What were your shows, like, I would say, like, the year after you graduated from high school? Like, what were the shows you watched?
God, that was a long time
ago. The year you graduated, or, like, maybe preceding years.
Oh. I don't know. Okay, so it's, like, 2008, 2009?
2009. 2009, 2010.
What did I watch?
What are you watching? What's on your TV?
Probably anything on, like, TLC.
Okay.
Like, I think, were they still doing, like, What Not to Wear and, like, stuff like that?
Okay. So you didn't watch the show that I'm about to mention.
Maybe.
Glee.
Did you watch Glee? Oh, no, I loved Glee. Oh, my God, I loved Glee.
Okay, I didn't watch
Glee. I was, like, trying, I was like, Jesus Christ, that feels like such a long time ago. What TV shows
were you watching? That's why I was like, I wondered if you were going to say Glee. I didn't watch Glee.
Oh, I loved it.
But I appreciated what it was. I'm just, I wasn't, now I am, but I wasn't, like, a big musical person, so it wasn't
for me. I wasn't either, but I just, like, I liked the drama of all the characters. And they did have good, like, covers of songs. Like, they were all really good singers.
Oh, absolutely. Very talented. It just, like, at that point wasn't really a thing that I, like, watched. But I remember Hot Topic did this big promotion where they would go to, like, several malls and, like, sign autographs before they, like, were on the show and stuff like that. Hot Topic
did? Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Kind of off-brand, but
anyway. I was at Hot Topic once, and they gave me a demo of ICP, and I was, like, really insulted. And I was like, maybe I should, like, change my life around. They didn't give it to my friend. They just gave it to me, and I was like, oh, okay. They're like,
you'd look hot as a Juggalo-S.
Yeah,
it's
like, Juggalette?
Juggalette?
I was not a Juggalette, but I guess I looked like one. Okay, have you ever heard of the Glee Curse?
Yes, I'm so excited that you're doing this.
Okay, so originally, and I'm going to probably cover this next week, so I'm not going to say it. I'm like, there's got to be some movie curses out there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, get ready, guys. There's going to be a series. We thought the missing boy thing was ridiculous. Well, this might be one because it is actually so interesting to me. So I was like, oh, I'll just do a big one of a movie. I already know the movie. It's going to be happening probably next week.
Okay.
Well, not next week, but the week after my next one.
Yeah.
And I started researching that, and it was very interesting. But then I was like, I'll do a side note of Glee because I've heard about it. Oh, this is not a side note. This is not just something you mention.
Yeah.
So much shit happened.
Yeah.
Like,
and then, like, it's really sad.
It's so sad. It's really sad.
Yeah.
But it's like, what the fuck?
What's happening? Yeah.
Yeah. And I watched, I did a lot of research for this, but I would say my main source was this documentary on Discovery Plus. You should watch it. It's called The Price of Glee.
I think I might have seen it.
It was just one that, it was kind of funny. I was doing my research because, and I was like, I just need more information. I just need to see this, like, because it is a little bit all over the place. So I tried to keep it in order of, like, when it happened. And if it's not, sorry guys, they kind of just jumped around. That was a really good source, and that's where I used it. But I was like, oh, this is so interesting. But it's, there's a lot to cover. Okay. So Glee started in May 2009. Many of the actors had, like, been in stuff, but nothing of note. Yeah, a lot of them, like, really did commercials and, like, bit parts. Everyone was on ER and they were a patient at one point.
I mean, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, just in general, or CSI, they're a victim.
Sure, yeah,
you
totally.
You know, kind of like one of those situations. So basically, a Glee club in any high school. I didn't have one at my high school.
We didn't either.
Yeah, but they're just people who sing, like, a cappella. And I'm sure some high schools still have them, but
like, so embarrassing. They sing. The show was good, but, like,
but were they not outcasts in the show, though?
Oh, first? No, for sure.
Okay, so, like, in real life, guys, these kids are going to be outcasts. I'm not saying anything mean. I think if you can do a cappella, that's so talented. Yeah,
it's just kind of embarrasses me on a level.
No, I agree with you. But basically,
I think just, like, singing in general. Like, remember when people, did your high school do, like, the singing telegrams for, like, Valentine's Day?
No, and that's so embarrassing. That's
so embarrassing.
Did kids have to do that were, like, on the student committee or something?
No, the choir did it.
Okay, well, thank
God. So at least they were, like, good singers, you know?
That would be embarrassing. It was pretty.
Just like being sang at, like, cringes me out so hard.
Okay, so a famous Kim side note. Sorry, guys, I do these often. I'm sorry. This, you need to hear this, and I feel like I've shared this story before. Okay, so one time me and my friend Sarah were hanging out, and I, like, filmed me lip syncing Kesha's Your Love Is My Drug. We were just being goofy. Like, I wasn't, like, doing anything. It's actually one video that I'm not embarrassed about because it was just, like, me lip syncing and, like, Sarah's there too. It's,
you're just being silly gooses.
Just being silly gooses. We were just being hilarious.
Did you post it on MySpace?
I posted on Facebook. Okay. It's still there. I watched it recently. It was like one of those things where I'm like, whatever. I'm so glad. If I was singing it in real life, I would have been embarrassed. But yeah. I was just, like, being over the top dancing to it and just, like, sitting there. I don't know. Anyway, so one guy decided that he was madly in love with me. Oh. And he was like, oh, my God. I love that video. I'm like, thank you. Okay. And then he's like, I want to do one. I'm like,
okay. With you?
No, just in general.
Oh, okay. Like, he's going to reply back, like, but his own?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's this band called The Main that I loved at that point.
Sure.
And they have a song called Everything I Ask For. I will be playing it for you after this.
Okay.
And he lip synced to that.
Was it good?
No, I couldn't even, no, it was because he was whispering.
Oh, no, that's not how you lip sync, baby girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, he... move your lips.
He learned the whole song, and they reference wearing... the girl wears a red shirt in the song. I'll play it for you. Okay. And he wore a red shirt, and he was, like, doing
the... It wasn't the same vibe as your silly goosery?
No, it was so embarrassing. And my friends sat me down, held me down, and made me watch the whole thing. Oh. And I was like, turn it off! This is so embarrassing. So when you say, like, people sing... Like, he was, like... Like, sweet.
Oh, no.
Like, it was so, yeah. Sorry, Kim tangent. I was like, that's how I feel about singing, like, being sang at. I will run away.
Yeah.
Because I'm embarrassed.
Absolutely not.
Even if you have a good voice. He just was creepy whispering.
It gets creepy.
But, like, all the people on that show were wildly talented.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. And just because there's the TikTok trend of people singing the Say a Little Prayer for You, and I know that's from Glee.
Is it? I thought that was from my best friend's wedding.
No, the version they're singing is from Glee. Oh, okay. The song is from, like, but the version they're using is, like, Glee. I think Diana Aragon are singing it. I don't know. I watched the original. I was like, okay. And it's just good singing. Yeah. Anyways, I had to do my famous Kim Tadget. It needed to happen. Anyways, so basically just a Glee club. In the first few seasons, they were, like, outcasts. But as time went on, they were, like, kind of the cool kids and, like, everyone changed the status quo. Very High School Musical.
Well, because they kind of, like, won competitions, and they were, like, good at what they did, and, like,
I don't know. The football players were like, I can do that.
The football players also joined, and they were like, actually, singing is cool, you guys.
Yeah, very High School Musical.
Yeah, and, like, some of the girls were cheerleaders.
I know.
The lesbians.
Santana and Brittany.
Yeah.
I learned who people were. Okay. So, like we said, very High School Musical.
So you never watched it, though?
No, not even once.
Okay.
I heard the cover of No Air, and I thought that was really good. The Chris Brown, Jordan Sparks song, No Air.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I heard a cover of that. I was like, oh, okay, that's good. But just, I didn't watch it. And one of the creators of the show was Ryan Murphy. Do you know who Ryan Murphy is?
No.
You'll know who he is. He created American Horror Story.
Oh, really?
Mindhunter. Hey, Ryan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Continue the show. We all want it. I've not met one person who's like, you know what? Mindhunter just wrapped up in a great bow. Yeah. We all want it back.
They left it hanging for the next season.
Which you're not going to show us the BTK killer?
Kind of rude.
Like, we love monsters. We're all about monsters.
It was,
like,
so well done.
It was so well done. Like, dumb. What are you?
Okay, so I didn't know that he created. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
kind of
a fun fact.
Well, you wouldn't know because Glee's all, like, happy, it's totally mostly
different.
Yeah, and, like, what he does now is, like, he does, like,
but
monsters,
it was also, like, well
is,
done, like,
yeah. Okay, I think he touches a lot of stuff that does well.
He's good at, like, theatrical things.
Yeah, definitely. And he picks really talented people, and, like, Lea Michele was, like, someone he was really close with, so more about her later.
Yeah.
So anyways, but just in general, I think Ryan Murphy does a lot of really creative, good stuff. Okay. So anyways, so the pilot of the show was watched by 9.5 million people.
Wow.
Which is quite a bit for the show.
And that was like back when like it was like we had to like watch TV.
Word of mouth. Like advertisements.
But it was like it like the show was on at that.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, yeah.
Like it wasn't yeah. like you just stream it.
I think it was the start of like being able to record it, but definitely yeah. not like streaming it. Yeah. So
I definitely did not have a TiVo.
We didn't either.
I think I bought like all the seasons on DVD now that I'm like thinking of it.
Do you?
Yeah, I like bought the DVDs because I was like, this is such a good show and I was obsessed with it and like the drama. Then I kind of stopped watching it. But I really like
you were kind of at a weird
I like
age
made my
too,
boyfriend where... watch it with me too. Like he was like, this show sucks, and then we were both like, this is a good show. Like
I love when they say it sucks and then they're like, wait a minute.
He's like, wait, he did what to her? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Sit down. Grab a snack.
I'm not even mad. Yeah. Yeah. Will you go grab us both some drinks? Like, let's watch what happens.
God, what a time. Like, now
what
I'm, like,
is Rachel Berry
to, like,
gonna
2009.
Do this week?
What a time.
So Glee was a cool concept. If people are into musicals, it just wasn't my thing. Now I'd probably watch it, but I just didn't at that time. But they had like 20 or so episodes a season.
Yeah. Remember when, see, like...
I have
TV
on here
used to do that.
Remember, or like they don't do the whole Netflix release yeah. six episodes.
Six
wait
episodes.
5 to 10 years later, and then you get another six episodes.
Yeah, they were like juicy seasons.
Yeah, got Netflix. Stop doing this, like, because they just
more.
They just ended Yellow Jackets, and I'm like, cool. We'll know what happens in 3 years.
Yeah, right. And then I've forgotten the entire plot line.
Yeah, exactly. It took me a while to get back into it because I was like, I don't even remember what happens. And then they ended it on a really juicy point. And I told Keith, I was like, my steam for it's going to be gone by the time like it premieres again. Because their last episode was like the beginning of 2023 and they just premiered it at the beginning of 2025. Like, what are you yeah. doing?
And also those actors are working so hard when there are that many episodes in mm-hmm. one season. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's a constant like schedule for them.
So this wasn't just a show where you go in, you learn your script, you do lines. There is choreography.
Yeah.
They have to record the songs along with singing them on the show. So, and... they were like working 18 to 20 hours on set every single day. That's and a lot.
These are like kids.
Yes. Like
young adults.
Legal age.
Yeah,
but
like you're
I'm
young.
Sorry, your kid at 18.
And it's kind of like,
yeah,
if you're not doing it, then it's like you're not going to make it in this industry.
And they're playing high school kids.
Yeah.
So, but like, yeah, they're like
but this
in their
is
early
like
early 20s.
For a lot of those actors, like this was their kind of like breaking point into like being
when they mention those actors they say from Glee fame
yeah
like they're
right.
remembered
and a
for
lot of
Glee.
Those people like went on to like Broadway and stuff like they're that yeah. kind of talented. It's not even just like, oh, you're in Hollywood now. It's like they're like doing like real theater things.
Oh, absolutely. Like, but 18 to 20 hours, could you imagine?
No,
that
fuck that.
Like now I feel like if I wanted to do that I could have like at 18 19, but now so anyway, so they're on set a lot, and it's not just like they're learning their lines. They're doing, and I'm not saying
it's a lot of work.
And I'm not saying other shows don't do a lot of work. They do. Like I've never
sure.
done that.
But on top of learning lines and the plot and all that,
you're
they're also
choreography
singing
and dancing,
doing the dancing, and all.
And they
that.
Usually had 2 days to learn all that and record that.
Oh man,
that's a lot. Like,
oh, wow,
that's insane. But I'm sure they got yeah. really good at remembering dances. Because when I did dancing, you got really good at learning choreography really quickly and remembering it. Because like just as time goes on. Anyways, so the thing that was really interesting about Glee but makes sense is everyone dated everyone.
Well, duh.
You don't have
they're
a lot
all,
of
like, hot young people. Like, yeah,
you're spending that much time, you don't really get to do
there's
much.
No other,
you don't have free time.
Yeah, who else are you gonna date?
Yeah, they're like, who would they like go out with?
Yeah,
like they're not gonna see their significant other anyway, so they might as well have just dated. So like I said, they just didn't really get a break. They were on set for 18 to 20 hour days and they got a huge fan base.
Yeah.
And they had to, like, people got obsessed with them really quickly. Like, they had to build tunnels from their trailers to the set.
Yeah.
Because people would break into the lot and,
people
like, freak out.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over Glee.
And, you know, I feel like that's really isolating.
For sure. Well, now you're in this bubble of, like, you've got your, what, 15 people that you, like, see every day or whatever. And mm-hmm. then it's, like, you don't have any contact with the outside world. Like, everything is just...
You can't go to dinner.
This is your world.
Yeah. Like, think about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She can't go to dinner. Like, hell no. I mean, she can, but like...
it's like a whole fucking, like, thing.
You have to probably let the restaurant know. It's not
like you just go and, like, no one recognizes you.
We decided to go to Machete on Sunday. Could you imagine us having to, like, set that up a few days before like, get security there and everything? Like, that would...
The anxiety that would induce would be, like...
insane.
Yeah.
Well, because it's like, I can't plan when I'm going to be hungry. Like, we didn't,
people are crazy, too. Like, I mean, fans do weird shit, you know? Like, people get, like, stalkery and, like...
Remember the celebrity stalkers? I will continue that and do another one. I have that on the brain. But, like, yeah, people are...
You just don't know
people are what sick.
People are going
to
do.
Yeah. So, yeah, they couldn't really do much. They had to build tunnels. And they did say, like, all of them were, like, it's isolating and, you know... And I'll get into, like, one of the people, like, what he said. Okay. This is on the Fox Network, by the way. And when they did have breaks from filming the show, keep in mind, they did seasons every year, mm-hmm. and it was 20 episodes. So they didn't have this, like, long time. And the time they did when they weren't filming, they were going on tours.
Right. Weren't they doing, like, mm-hmm. Like stage tours where they would sing all the songs that
yes.
just came out from that season or whatever?
Yeah,
so it's like, so it's there's not literally even like, no break.
I'm sure that was almost a break because they just had to remember those few songs, I'm sure. Yeah. So I'm sure that was a little, but they're still touring. You have
to be on your, like, you know, A game to be performing those live.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So it's like, yes, they're like on break.
Meet and greets and stuff like that.
All you sorts know? Of stuff like yeah. that. Like at least so the like VIP.
Fully engrossed in this Glee life.
Yeah, and I'm just like,
but that's showbiz, baby. And
I'm hats kidding. Off to them, because I'm like, I couldn't do that. No, I'd lose my mind. So one of the older actors on the show was Cory Monteith, and he was playing one of the students, but he was like 27 years old. Yeah, he was Finn.
Yeah, he was like the hot, like, football lead guy that was,
and like, ironically, like, the squeaky clean guy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. So yeah. He really liked acting from like a young age, and he like did little stuff here and there, like commercials. He was not a household name by any means.
No.
But he always kind of had issues with substance abuse, like growing up. He actually went to rehab at age 19 because he was stealing money from family members to fund his habits. And I'm not exactly sure, but I know he had habits with, like, alcohol and, like, heroin and just really rough stuff.
Yeah, and heroin, like, that's like, no joke.
Yeah. Yeah, the heroin is one of the worst, highest addiction rates from what I've heard. But, yeah, he decided to get clean. He wanted to live his life. And even, like, in rehab, they're like, you like acting. You're a good-looking guy. You should just really, like, grab acting. Yeah. He
was a real
cutie. He was very good looking.
He absolutely. Was one of my like favorites. I was like, he's hot.
That's what everyone said. They were like, he was the hot one. And
that
like
that guy and the other football player with like the green eyes.
Puck?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I'm just, well.
Puck was kind of the bad boy, but Finn was like the good boy. So, oh, like,
we'll get into Puck. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with that. Anyways. So, yeah. They were like, you're stolen money from us. Like, he was loved, too. His family members, they just wanted him to get help. And he went to rehab. They were like, get into acting. It's a good way to go. You really enjoy it.
It's a good outlet.
Yeah. And he got clean. He got clean. And he was really open with people. Like, just actors. And he would tell people, like, just want to let you know I struggle with substance abuse. Which I think is great when you can be open about that.
Absolutely. So people, and to kind of like strip mm-hmm. the shame away from it, because like being an addict is not anything that you need to be like shameful about, because it is a disease.
Especially when you're trying to get help for it.
Yeah.
Because then if you tell people are
aware of it, then like, especially in those kind of circles, like people do drugs all the time.
You don't panic when you're open with people, they know why you're like, hey, don't do that.
And they could also be like, well, maybe we don't do this around him.
Yeah.
You know?
So he told people like, I did have substance abuse. Like Naya Rivera was like, oh, okay. Like, thanks for letting us know. Thanks for being open about it. But yeah, he was really well liked. But think about the environment they're at. Yeah. They're working 18 to 20 hours and they're stressful. Just famous beyond like everything. He actually lived in Canada and he came from LA.
I was gonna say, isn't he Canadian?
Mm-hmm. And he called this one guy and he was like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, I got a TV show and I was just wondering if I can live with you guys. You guys are advertising it. And the guy was like, oh, okay. But he met him. He was like, Corey's great. He was just like, oh, great. We're going to have a guy that's here for a week and like then he's going to live out. Yeah. And the guy really cared about Corey and they became really good friends. And he started filming Glee and the guy was like, he would play that pilot all the time for everyone. He's like, but you would see him light up.
Aww.
Like, and he really enjoyed it. And his roommates were like, this guy's going to be big.
Yeah.
But they were like really close friends. But
it just like makes me sad because I feel like even like in the show, he was just like I don't know, like you can kind of tell when people are like good spirited, you know? Mm-hmm.
Like, and they said, Ryan Murphy said, yes, there's acting. He's like, but a lot of those people aren't really acting much different from themselves.
Sure.
Yeah. And he had to be a little more squeaky clean than he really is.
Well, yeah.
But again, like they just said, you know, he just had a good spirit. He was just kind and, you know, and all the pictures you see, there's just this light in him that you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
And, you know, he started struggling with fame. He even told his roommate, he's like, I wouldn't wish fame on my worst enemy, which I think is so sad.
It's sad when it like breaks people because it is like a lot. Like, I just couldn't imagine like the pressure. Like,
he took Britney selfies Spears. With people. He took selfies anytime there. When I was watching that documentary, he was taking pictures with people. And like you said, Britney Spears.
I mean, like, I think there's just a certain point where it's like it becomes so
all
much
consuming
where people are like, they just can't get enough of you. And it's like, I just couldn't imagine like having that kind of lifestyle where you like, you can't even just like fucking go get a cup of coffee without people like mobbing you.
Can I
and
take
even
a
if
selfie?
You're
can
like
I
a nice a person and you're like, can I take a selfie or whatever, but it's still just like a constant,
it's
like,
all well you do a selfie with one you. Person you have to do it with everyone,
right? And like people like want people just needing you constantly to be like, oh my god, like you're so cool, like can I have an autograph, whatever. Like I think it would just be really overwhelming.
You appreciate it at first, but then it comes like to the point where like, and you still appreciate it. You're nowhere without like having fans.
Sure.
But it's just too much.
Yeah.
And like, I can't imagine, like he was already struggling with those things. And he even said like his roommate said he started feeling more isolated and he actually moved into a bigger place and had that roommate come live with him. Cause they were good. He was a genuine friend that was there for him before the fame.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he had addiction issues already. He had fame. And they just kind of touch on this in the documentary that he, like, wanted to start drinking. And people were like, no one can tell you can't drink. And it's like,
there's not, like,
fuck off.
Yeah, sometimes with addiction, it's like you maybe start one thing that isn't as necessarily bad as some other things you've done before, which then starts you on this path of, now you're back at it.
Like, we joke about gateway drugs, but that's what it is. It's a gateway into harder things. And Ryan,
and to be around that, like, probably all the Hollywood parties. And, like, I'm sure people are doing it. Like,
he's going to
the
Grammys and stuff. Like, they're going to big events.
Sober in a situation like that when it's like, we all just want to celebrate and have fun.
That's what I was about to say. Celebrations, you know, for every single thing. Oh,
for
we wrapped
all your
up
success.
The season.
Like, here's a glass of champagne. And it's like,
oh,
I can't. Oh,
no.
Like, it becomes kind of awkward. Like, I could turning see how down, that would be really, really hard.
And I used to be, like, in my 20s, I'd be like, come on, drink. And now, I don't do that at all. I don't even, like, offer. Like, if people ask.
Well, yeah, when we
because
were in
I
our 20s, we were like,
them.
shot.
Yeah, and people but, like, are like, why aren't you drinking? And I, like, look back at that and I cringe. I'm like, oh, my God.
I don't think we ever had any friends that weren't drinking, which is, like.
But I don't think I did, but I know, like, people would be like, I'm not really drinking. And I'd be like, why not? Nowadays, I would never even say
that. And, like, that comes with age,
that.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, kind of a maturity thing.
But it's just, like, yeah, people are like, no one can know you can't drink. And Corey's like, that's all the confirmation I need. Yeah. And it's not anyone's fault.
No.
But again, like, I don't know. It's just heartbreaking.
Yeah. The environment is not the best.
No. So at the end of season 4, Ryan Murphy, like, Corey was showing up late to stuff. He wasn't rehearsing his lines. And Ryan Murphy said something that I so, so love. Okay. He said, this show doesn't matter. Your life matters.
Aww.
Made him go to rehab. And he said, you're not losing your job. he's like, we'll just kind of cool you off, like, at the end of season four. And he's like, you're not getting fired. We need you to go to rehab. We need you to get better.
Wow.
And the last conversation he had with Corey was Corey said, I want to be better. So Ryan Murphy.
Okay, kudos
for not being like off.
Yeah.
Like,
for caring about people. Yeah. Like, people aren't just like robots.
And that's one thing that, like, when I heard that, I was like, that's amazing.
That's really,
like this show doesn't matter. Your life matters. And then he sent him to rehab. And he's like, you're not losing your job. Oh. Like, I so support places that, like, when somebody's going through a hard time.
And, like, are kind of like, oh, I can tell you're having a problem or an issue. And, like, the job is not, like, life or death.
No.
But you, your mental health, like, we want to care about
everyone's going to live if they have to wait a little bit longer for Glee. They'll, like, live.
No one's.
But you you won't if
you've got writers for this exact reason. Yeah. Maybe you won't be in a few episodes or whatever for
and some reason or another. And he wasn't, but it was fine. Yeah. Like, the actors honestly, were
I didn't even notice. Like,
yeah.
Because I watched it for, like, a few years, I think.
This was 2013. Were you still watching at that point? It was the end of season four, so they had six probably seasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I think I kind of faltered off after that.
But they said the something he struggled with, too, was he didn't think he was as talented as everyone else. Like, he didn't.
I remember, like, hearing that. Because he wasn't necessarily, like, a classically trained singer. Or
he was the heartthrob, whatever, is why he was there.
Yeah, but he still held his own.
Yeah, of course. And, I mean, you can't not.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can see why you would feel inferior. But anyway, so, yeah, their last conversation was Ryan said, the show doesn't matter, your life matters. He went to rehab, and it seemed like he had a successful stay in rehab. But if you remember, he was clean for a really long time, and then he immediately went back to drugs. And he didn't just go back to drugs. He went back to the amount he was doing before he was faltering unclean of gateway back. Like, when he was faltering a little bit.
Yeah.
But he went back to the amount he was doing, like, when he was fully addicted.
Oh, my God.
And unfortunately, he passed away on July 13th, 2013 in a hotel room in Vancouver from a drug overdose. He was 31 years old. He was by himself.
I just remember, like, reading that. I think it was, like, People Magazine or something. And I was like, oh, what? Like, no. Like, it just, like, broke my heart.
So heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And
the fact that he was alone, like, that just, like, ugh.
And some that's one so thing, sad. I'm not trying to point fingers because I don't think anyone's, but they were like, we shouldn't keep the show going. And, like, Lea Michele was like, no, we have to keep the show going. That's what Corey'd want. So they did held off production for a week.
Oh, a week. Like, I don't know.
Wouldn't you need time to heal from that? And I'm not talking about her. I know she was his girlfriend.
Because they were, like, a couple on the show, and then they were actually dating in real life.
Yeah.
But I think at that point, when he died, they were not together, right?
They were still together.
Oh, they were?
Okay. But, like...
Yeah.
I mean, do we really think Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens were together in real life? Do we really think that Edward from Twilight and Bella were actually dating in real life?
I think they were for, like, a second. And then she was like, I'm a lesbian.
I don't think... I think a lot of people maybe date, but it's interesting when the franchises it's are also over just suddenly.
Like, such a, like,
yeah. I don't know. And I'm being an asshole, but I'm like, do you really... I think some people probably have. But I don't think, like, it's funny how after the franchise ends, they, like, call it split 6 months later, you know? Like,
well, they're not together every fucking 18 hours of a day, you know?
Yeah. But he was doing rehab, and he was, it seemed, it's heartbreaking, but I that's love
so young.
That Ryan Murphy, 31, that's insanely, like, young.
Too young to just, it just, like, makes me really sad.
Yeah. So that was just, and that's where we begin. This and you know, interesting on the documentary, people are like, I mean, I wouldn't call it a curse, but it was weird. They'd say they'd literally get quiet so after that. And I'll tell you, like, the exact numbers.
Yeah.
So there were a pair of brothers, and you know what's really weird is on the documentary, it's kind of a snippet and the guy doesn't really say his name. And I tried to catch his name when they were doing interviews with him, but it came so quick. But it was like a crew member. There was, like, this brother and they did different things.
Yeah.
It wasn't long after Corey's death, I don't think. But
I think I have seen this because I remember the crew member. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just quick snippet. It was so weird. But they were really stressed out too.
Yeah.
Like,
well, because because they have to like make all the sets and do yes. all the lighting and like the and behind there's the
so
scenes
many different sets
of all these different like, you know, there's a scene in the high school, there's a scene
there
on
was
the stage,
a high school they were like, actually filming from that was yeah. an hour away, and can right. you imagine an hour away in traffic? Like yeah. that would be a lot. Right. So anyways, so yeah, and they actually one of the stages on Paramount Studios, which is in LA, by the way, if anyone's wondering, cleared out. So they made a stadium there so they didn't have to go to the school, which yeah. was probably really nice for them.
Well, especially with how much they're filming.
Like. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So there was these two brothers, and one of the brothers, they were both crew members. I think one of the brothers was did sets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they interviewed his brother, who also worked on the crew, and he was really stressed out, and he actually ended up taking his life. Mm. And his brother just talked. He was like, he was so stressed, and he wouldn't open up. And
which
that's
like, it just makes me so sad too when people like, especially when it's like your job is putting this much pressure on you. Like how Ryan Murphy said, like, it's just a job. Like,
I think if anyone told him how stressed out they were, he would also feel that way.
Yeah, like, your life absolutely outweighs your job. Like,
can you say that again louder?
Yeah.
Your life outweighs job and your job stress.
Always.
Period. End of story.
Your mental health is top priority, and a job is like...
It is
fifth
your,
on the list.
It is a you way know, for you to afford your life.
Absolutely. But you do not need to sacrifice but, your own health, your mental health, your sanity for a job.
And I think a lot of jobs, truly, and I believe most places are good.
Totally.
And that's maybe stupid. I think if you tell a job that you're feeling really stressed out to the point where you are like considering like taking your life, yeah. I think a lot of jobs are gonna, and I think that now, I don't think maybe, who knows during this time, I think now if you mention that, a lot of jobs are gonna be worried about you.
I think, yeah.
Most jobs, I think. I don't
and
think all of them.
And if they aren't, maybe that's your sign to leave and seek out something else.
I, yes. You know?
Like,
yeah.
You have to be so protective of your own mental health and how you are dealing with stress. And, like, if the stress is getting so much to where you're at a breaking point, there's got to be
that's
a
not
little...
long term. You're not going to be there long term. And that's okay if you're not there long term.
Totally.
It's okay to not be there long term. But, guys, that's why I'm like, May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yeah.
You need to take care of your mental health awareness. Like, be aware. Sorry. Ugh.
But be aware of the signs where you're like, ooh, I'm feeling overwhelmed.
It's okay
ooh,
to step
I'm
away.
I'm feeling like I need some help. Like,
yep.
Literally.
Never be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
That's life. Like, if you, like.
Most people, most jobs, most scenarios, if you ask for help.
They will help
you. People are going to be like. Yes, let's get you some help.
And if they don't, fuck that job.
That's your
straight
sign
up
to be like,
yeah,
goodbye. This yeah. is not healthy for me. Peace out.
My job, they're like, really, they really give a shit
first,
about like mental
as
health.
They should.
And I love that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I love that too. Yeah. Like, I can tell them anything and they're not like, well, sucks to suck. Like,
yeah.
And I think a lot of jobs are more aware of like people's mental health. I think with time we've gotten better. I don't think we're truly there yet.
No,
yeah.
We're not all the way there, but I think things have shifted. Even from like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago working at corporate jobs where like they really didn't give a shit and they really drilled into your head that you are replaceable, all this stuff. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so replace me.
And remember people used to be like, I have anxiety. Now you can tell, like, it's like everyone has anxiety.
We all have anxiety.
Yeah. But it's, like, normalized. And I love
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love that. I just feel bad for this guy. He's talking about
that's
his brother.
So
and he really
horrible.
Loved his brother. But his brother, unfortunately, was under a lot
and
of stress.
His brother didn't even, like, reach out to him. Like, that's so sad.
I don't. I think his brother was the toxic masculinity of, like, toughen up, toughen up.
Yeah. Which, like, you don't need to, like, swallow your, like, anxiety or your... need to ask for help. Like, you
yeah.
literally can be like,
always ask for help.
I just think it's stronger too.
Yeah.
If
oh
you can
my God.
Recognize
yeah.
that you're like, oh no, like I'm going to need a little bit of help here. Then people are
that's so strong of you. Yeah.
More than willing to be like, yes, let me help you.
Guys, when we say self-care for yourself, we like, that's our slogan, obviously,
and
but
we
like
do,
we
like,
fucking
silly
mean
things.
It.
But silly little things matter.
Oh my God, and it also, helps.
But like really, truly being aware of like caring about yourself in a point of like, if you're in a toxic work environment to where that is your entire life and it's like taking over, maybe like
just step back.
Step back and be like, what is working here? What is not?
Yeah. And if they are, don't care, walk away from it.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to drill that in everyone's head because it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to walk away. So
it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's healthy like, it's to kind not of be okay.
The human experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not always like perfect. I mean,
no,
actually we're never perfect.
No.
But there tends to be times where we go through low points and high points. And if you're going through a low point, like it's okay to be like, I'm going through a low point.
Yeah. And we're here for you too. Sometimes you just need someone to listen. So, yeah. Write us an email. You get a bracelet. Anyways, okay, so I'll continue. So, no, you're fine. No, that's but one thing. That's like where I've so gotten to a point. Though. Yeah, it's very important to not be okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to not be okay. No one's, and if anyone's judging you, they're not your people.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Jim Fuller was in charge of second team and stand-ins. Essentially, stand-ins are like when they're trying to film a scene and just make sure
it's full.
Yeah, it's like it works out and everything. Because each cast member, because they had a lot of main, like they had their main cast members, but there was like 15 main people, I guess, mm-hmm. is what I was told. And everyone had their stand-in. But yeah, he was under a lot of stress as well. And he ended up dying from a heart attack at the age of 41.
Dude, like for what? A TV show?
Yeah. Like so stress, heart attack. Yeah. Guys, that's when you don't manage your stress level. That's what can happen. So another death that happened not long after that was Nancy Motes. Do you remember this one?
I don't know.
This is one that's like, oh, that's what show. Okay, so she was a PA for the show. And she ended up passing away by suicide in a bathtub. Mm. And she had written a letter to her fiance, and she had also written a letter that mentioned her mother and her so-called sibling.
I don't know this. I don't know this one.
And she said her so-called sibling was unkind and just awful, and everyone had the wrong impression of her. And
wait, why are you calling her a so-called sibling?
Because she wasn't a good sibling. She was a half sibling, and she sucked.
Okay.
But
okay.
So-called sibling because they weren't really a sibling to her. They were an asshole. Okay.
Gotcha.
Who do you think this sibling was? It was an Academy Award winning Julia Roberts. America's sweetheart wasn't so sweet. Is literally what she said.
So Julia Roberts' half sister was a PA on Glee.
Yes, was under a lot of stress. And, like, she wasn't getting any help from...
She took her own life.
She took her own life. And she blamed... Which isn't fair to blame that's somebody.
Fucked up.
Yeah, it's not fair. But she was, like talk shit about Julia Roberts, her half-sibling, and her mom.
And
it was just from stress and stuff like that. And I guess, like... And who knows if she, and I think it's fucked up to blame somebody for your death. Like, but I was just like, that was one that I was just like, oh shit. Cause I remember hearing about that. And I was just like, oh, it was Glee.
That's crazy.
It's scary. Cause it's like, yeah, future plans. She had a fiance, she had future plans, but it's like, it's just really scary. And that's like,
you never know when people are like on the brink of something.
But people said she was really stressed too. She was like a PA, like a personal assistant for Glee. I'm not really sure. It just said, but it could be for just anyone that needed it that day.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just were like, she was half sibling to Julia Roberts. I'm like, okay, well, she wrote a note. She was pissed at Julia Roberts, but you can't blame her. Do you know
how old she was?
She looked like she was kind of like Julia Roberts' age, like in her 50s.
Oh,
is kind of, but she wasn't like, she didn't look young. I don't know if she was younger, older, half sibling.
Sure.
But there was, so there was a guy that was in charge of the press. They didn't give him a name, but he went for a run, had a heart attack from stress.
People are just being overworked, obviously.
Yes. And it was just like,
and so maybe it's like, okay, so the star of the show, we want to, like, protect your mental health, but, like, because you're bringing us money. But people behind the scenes, no one knows you.
But I'm wondering...
Work, 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 work. Yeah. Like, they're not getting the same kind of, like, empathy of, like, your mental
health. And it makes you wonder if they did talk to someone. Maybe they didn't say anything. Maybe they're just like, I can handle all myself.
Yeah, we don't know. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of interesting that it's like,
I'd like to think if they did say they were stressed. People are kind of dropping
like flies. And
so on this documentary, and I did mention this like a little bit ago, they just like were like, I don't think there's a curse. Everyone would say, I wouldn't use the word curse. Then they'd get quiet. What the fuck do you call that then?
So what would they call it?
Yeah. It was just like, everyone's like, I wouldn't call it a curse. And they get really quiet. And I'm just like, then what the fuck would you call it?
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, I guess it's not like a curse as in like they did something bad and then they're now being cursed. Like, you know, I think it's like Poltergeist where they're like, that one was cursed because they use like real human skulls, which is like kind of fucked up.
Super fucked up.
So like, yeah, people are going to be mad. But like, there's, I guess I can understand where it's like, it's not really a curse because it's not like you're like filming on fucking like, well, we're all on Native American burial grounds, but like,
Welcome it's to the not United a, like, States.
An obvious, like they did something to like piss off the spirit realm or something. It's just like, y'all are overworked and pushing people to the brinks of their limits.
Yeah. It's just crazy.
Like taking someone from their sobriety back into an addiction because of the stress levels, taking people to suicide because they're so stressed, like heart attacks because they're not taking they care of their see their themselves way out. And their blood pressure is so high. Like, I mean, I guess you could come up with other explanations for it, but it does, there's a trend that like you can't just work people this hard and expect everything to be fine.
Yeah. And there was another guy named Mark Watson.
Uh-huh.
He was a stand-in for one of the teachers, Matthew Morrison.
That was like the main teacher, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was the one with blonde curly hair.
Yeah.
He was interesting. I can get to that in a little bit.
Oh.
And he ended up also passing away.
From a heart attack?
They don't get into it.
Oh, they don't disclose it.
It's just like he passed away and like Matthew Morrison did post a like stat like on Twitter back in the day.
He's like young, so I'm assuming his stand-in is young.
Yeah, it didn't on the documentary mention. It might be mysterious. It might not. It just might not be mentioned, but yeah.
Either way, he died.
They just like put out that Matthew Morrison was like, you were such a great stand-in. Like, thank you for all the work you did, which was really nice.
Sure, yeah.
You shouldn't have tweeted as much. So there were two characters on the show, and I think they were in the last seasons. And their names were Melissa Benoist and Blake Jenner. And the two of them, just like this, you're like, I don't know.
I didn't watch like the last like two seasons, I think.
And this was like in the later seasons. But they were really young and they decided to get married because, like I said, people dated each other. Who you're on the set characters?
Do you know what their names were?
I don't know. But if you want to look it up.
Yeah, let me look it up real quick.
It's Blake Jenner and Melissa Benoist. Anyways, so they decided to get married in 2013.
Okay.
They were 20 and 21. Yikes. And
like, maybe don't.
Yeah, it ended up being a really horrible marriage. And actually, 4 years later, Melissa Benoist came out and said that she was an abuse victim. And Blake Jenner basically said that like he needs to become a better human. It was an apology, not apology.
Oh, yeah. The first thing that came up was LA Times. Blake Jenner apologizes to ex Melissa Benoist for abuse.
Yeah.
Yikes.
She was on Jimmy Fallon.
I must have not been watching that season.
So they were on later seasons.
Yeah.
But she went on this is like makes my heart hurt. She went on Jimmy Fallon and he was like, why do you have a black eye? And she's like, I'm a klutz. I fell. Oh, I'm always falling. That's how I get all these bruises.
Wait, I'm sorry. You have like world-class makeup artists in Hollywood. And you couldn't cover up the black eye. And then for him to point it out, that must have been a bad fucking black eye, dude.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm a klutz. And I'm just like,
oh, girl.
It's the whole like, you know, because people are like, it's funny. I ran into a door. I'm like, it's not funny at all. Yeah. It's actually like that shit makes me so mad.
The only time I've ever had a black eye was when my best friend's dog. Well, it was kind of my fault because I was like, oh, my God, puppy. And I was like hyping him up. And then he like came up and bonked me right in the face.
And then you told your brothers you got in a fist fight.
Yeah.
And then
they
believed
me. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Do you like how... And then you're like, what was your reaction? I was like, I don't want you to be mad at me.
Absolutely not.
And you were like, I'm not going to be mad at you.
Danae would never get in a fist fight. Are you
kidding
me?
I said that. I was like, Danae didn't do that. I was like, that's trashy.
Yeah. There's no way.
You laughed so hard when I told you that. Yeah. You're like, I love that that was your reaction of like, that's trashy. Yeah,
there's no way. But I had like the biggest black eye. And
I know. I felt so bad for you.
And it was awkward because like I was teaching yoga and like people, it was interesting to see like men would come in. I could see that they noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't say shit. Women would come in and they'd be like, oh my God, what happened? And I'd be like, literally a dog hit my face. And like,
it's yeah, I shared actually this story, but I had that girl in my class who had a huge bruise on her arm. Mm. And it was like, I didn't know this girl, but I like felt it. I was like, hey, I see you have a bruise on your arm. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
She thanked me up and down. She's like, oh, I just got birth control on my arm. And she was like, hey, thank you so much.
Yeah.
For checking in.
Women
it was just,
always check in. They're yeah, like, are you good? And they give you the eyes mm-hmm, and you're like, no, it was literally a dog. Like, I
had a black eye and
but I appreciate
bad enough that
care,
a blood vessel broke.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh. I was in South Dakota. Need I say more? Yeah. And it looked horrible for like a long time and like nobody commented on it.
Dude, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Every single woman that I interacted with was like, oh my God, what
happened?
Nowadays
we do. But like that girl, I'm talking like this was like around 2013. And I just said, hey, and I pulled her aside because she seemed kind of sad. She was really nice. Like yeah, I didn't talk to her very much, but like I pulled
but
her
just
aside.
Just in case.
I just was like, hey, like what's going on? And she like, we would always like say hi to each other because she yeah, was like, because I want to be a girl's girl. Like if a girl's going through it, I want to help you.
Yeah.
So I did ask her and she thanked me and was like, birth control. And but she made me feel it. She was like, do you want to feel it?
Ew.
And I was like, not like in a weird
I
way.
I know, but it's like bumpy. And like,
yeah. I was like, does it hurt? And she's like,
yeah.
She like, it says that it, she told me, she's like, it looks a lot worse than it is. Yeah. And I was like, does the bruise hurt? And she's like, a little bit. And I was like, well, you made me feel it. She's like, no, I wanted you to feel it so you'd believe me. Yeah. I was like, I did believe you.
But that's kind of wild that they like
asked
makes
her
me
about
mad that
it,
they put her on TV
yeah,
with that and then
asked her
it
on
up
TV
in a weird like that's not a public like I don't know. Even if she was like, my boyfriend's beating me. Like,
why are you asking that on TV? You need to ask her away from like
exactly,
other people like, in a safe location.
Yeah.
But I don't think
don't like
people
that,
know what we know now.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And
yeah,
I think, and I'm not excusing that actions like that.
But I just think it's like weird. Why would you like
bring that up
and be like
on TV?
And especially when they have like, it's Hollywood, you know, they can cover up anything.
Well, how long have they been covering up how creepy Ryan Reynolds and how he takes control over, like, projects and stuff? Justice for Justin Baldoni. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
But
and
that's, like, one.
Maybe justice for Blake Lively, because if he's that controlling.
You can't.
I don't know.
I don't want to say anything, but
so
right now, just
she was dealing with some domestic violence.
Yeah, and it just makes my heart hurt because it was like, but everyone's like, will you apologize? I was like, it was a non-apology.
Okay.
It was like the, you know, like when you're like, hey, you really hurt my feelings. Like, I'm sorry you felt that way. Not like, I'm sorry I made
I'm sorry
you feel
I
that
did
way.
That to you.
I'm sorry I said that. It was like the whole like,
yeah,
I'm sorry you felt that way.
And well,
it's
and
like,
it's probably just for publicity because he's an actor.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I always like.
Yeah.
I always assume the worst when
guys, Danae and I assume, please don't sue us, but just like what, when we hear stuff, we always take the woman's side. Like,
yeah,
99.999% of the time,
like,
except for with the Amber Heard.
Well, that bitch. Oh my God.
But I'm saying like, but it just makes you really sad because she felt like she had to lie about it.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't have asked her on live TV. That's like one of those things, like before she goes on, they're like, hey, can we talk to you for a minute? Like, don't do that on TV. What is wrong with you? So, yeah, they did get divorced and, you know, he didn't deny it, which I guess is a step in the right direction. But he also didn't, like, really apologize. It was like a non-apology apology. Anyways, shall I continue?
Who's next?
There was another character on the show named Mark Salling. He played Puck. He played the bad boy.
Yes.
When he applied.
He's the one with the green eyes. He was mm-hmm. hot. He had like kind of like caramely skin with like some green eyes and like
a mohawk. I can see why you think that. Yes. But I know what I knew like seeing him for the first time. So. But I can see. Yeah. He has very nice eyes. The mohawk, I was a little bit, but he actually, like, even tried out for the show with the mohawk, like, which he is like, kind of bold.
He pulled it off. I'm typically not.
Yeah.
Like, a faux hawk, sure. But he had, like, a full mohawk, like, bald.
It was not. It was not a faux hawk.
It was not a faux hawk.
What all these men are scared of doing. So, he went by the name Puck on the show. And he was, yeah, like we said, a bad boy. He actually dated Naya Rivera. And he was not a good, she wrote like a tell-all book. I didn't read it. I want to. It sounds hilarious because she's like, she's just like got an attitude. Love it. Like she's really sassy and she like would say it like it was. And I loved that about her. And she's like, I just focused on his biceps.
I mean, they were good biceps.
She's like, I just kind of ignored what would come out of his mouth.
Yeah.
But I would like focus on his biceps just, like, and stuff.
The biceps.
Which I thought was so funny. Hilarious. When like when I heard that, I was like, God, love her for that. That's hilarious. But he would take her on like dates to like In-N-Out Burger.
Oh.
No, he took her to Old Chicago, the fancy Italian restaurant.
Fancy Italian restaurant.
I'm sorry, guys. Somebody said it was a fancy Italian restaurant, and Danae and I will never let it die. I couldn't even stop. When you told me that, I was like, oh, this is great. Anyways, so, but yeah, they would go to In-N-Out Burger, and it's like, they could afford to go somewhere, whatever. You know, like, how many times are Keith and I, like, it's late, and we're like, let's just go.
Well, and I'm sure, like, the drive-thru is probably easier with all the fame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just go through the drive-thru.
You know what? You're right there. Like, probably you just deal with, like, two people, like, oh, my God, two guys. And they're like, yeah, don't tell anyone you saw us.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Give us our burgers.
We're going to eat it in the car. Don't mind us. So, anyways, but he wasn't, like, he would cheat on her. And in her book, she basically just like talked about like, yeah, he was attractive, but like, yeah. Anyways, so he ended up cheating on her with a Playboy model and she ended up putting dog food and bird seed and like feathers and all this crap in his car at the airport.
In LA.
And it sat there for a few days in the heat and it was like a sludge.
Oh my God, I love her.
And he didn't say anything about it. Because what are you going to do? I cheated on you and you did this to my car.
How dare you put all this shit in my car? Like, he knew.
They were on and off, too. Like,
fair.
They even got back together after that.
Okay, so they're crazy.
Which is like...
Maybe they matched each other's crazy.
Yeah, you know? I love her. Like, anything she does, I'm like, she's the queen of the world. Because I thought that was so funny. Yeah, they kind of dated in, like, the early stages of Glee. The dates didn't really add up because they were, like, I don't know. Like, one of them said 2008 was, like, wrong, but it basically was, like, 2010 to 2012. I think that it's hard to keep up with, like, when people dated. But, yeah, sure. They were really on and off. But, yeah, Mark dated, like, a lot of different people. He never really settled down. And a lot of the people, like, when they talk about him, they're like, he was really weird. He was really strange. We got, like, a strange read from him.
He was strange.
Which I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Like, Ryan
in
Murphy.
In what way?
Yeah. Please explain. But, yeah, they were like, he was just really strange.
Dang, it's windy.
It's very windy, guys. The house just, like, moved, just, I felt like. So... Anyways, yeah, he had a mohawk and they ended up still liking him through that. So he was a serial cheater is what it sounded like to me. And then one of his girlfriends said he had child pornography on his computer. She reported him for it.
Good for her.
Yeah, absolutely. Good for her. She got a weird feeling from it. It doesn't say who, and I think that's fine. It doesn't say who for her.
We don't
own.
Need to out her.
No, absolutely not. But thank you for outing
a pedophile?
Him. Yeah,
like her name has nothing to do with this. It's all on him.
I support her. That's why I'm like, I don't know who did it. I don't care who did
Ms.
it.
Jane Doe.
Thank you for doing
good
it.
Job. Because fuck that.
See, that's the reason why I love Chris Hansen is because he protects children, and like that's why he's there for us to like protect kids, and like she. Outed him, and when the police came by, got a search warrant for his house, he was trying to destroy evidence.
Oh
Do you want to know how many pictures of child pornography they found on his computer? How many pictures do you think they found?
3,000.
More.
Way more?
Way more.
Okay, 60,000.
Close, 50,000
pictures. What the fuck?
How do you have so many images? That's disgusting. 50,000 images of underage children on your computer. You go to jail, throw away the fucking key.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Ew, what?
Yeah. And I'm just like, I just can't even wrap my brain around that.
No.
Like.
Wow.
Disgusting. So gross.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, that there's no rehabilitating that.
Yeah.
One is bad enough. 50,000.
That's wild.
Rot.
Like, you know what you're doing.
Rot. Yeah. But yeah. And imagine he also destroyed stuff.
So it
probably was so much.
Before they got there.
Yeah, exactly. So.
That's so gross.
Dude. He was convicted. He was sentenced anywhere from 8 to 20 years. It's not entirely clear.
Yeah.
But it was like a lot of years. And he was about to go to jail, and he actually ended up going to a forest and hanging himself from a tree, and he died in 2017. The show was over at that point.
Yeah.
But, like, what the fuck? That one is, like, it's a curse, but also fuck that guy.
Yeah.
And you know the teacher I mentioned, Matthew Morrison?
Mm-hmm.
He posted a huge tribute about how much he loved Mark Salling. That's where I'm like,
Yeah, but okay. Obviously, I'm not like backing up pedophiles, but clearly this guy shielded that part of him from everyone else, right? So like, you know a person, you get to know them, at least you think you do, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you come to love that person that you think you know.
Like, I get where you're coming from, you know, but it's still just like, at that point,
it's cringy when
I'd let it go.
He's, I don't know.
Like,
that's a hard one.
It's okay to love somebody for who you think they are, but I'd probably like, you know, like the whole Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. Why are you writing, like, for Danny Masterson? Writing, that's where I, like think of, is writing letters of support.
And it's kind of, like, privately, if you want to be, like, that was my friend and I really loved him, whatever. But to, like, when you have a platform
that for trafficking victims.
But when people, like, people look up to you, they, like, you're kind of normalizing that that was, like, an okay thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have such a following and to be like, I love this person, like, I don't know, right? Like,
my biggest thing
outwardly
is
outwardly say, like, sure, he was XYZ to you, but when you know what's come out about him, I don't.
That's where I'm at.
Maybe
that's
I'm
where
just
I'm
like
at.
A lay person and I don't know.
You can
like,
be sad. You don't need to tell people about
you
it.
You don't need to like go on Twitter.
That's
and
what I'm
like,
saying. That's where I'm saying. It's fine to be sad about like who you lost because you had a different relationship, but don't post a fucking tribute.
Yeah.
Like Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis. Guess what? Ashton Kutcher's platform was quitting acting so he could help trafficking victims. And then Danny Masterson was raping women. And it's like, okay, Ashton, so you support your friend. I don't know. And I used to love Ashton Kutcher. I even had a like, shirt that like was
they,
like,
Ms. They Kutcher. Obviously don't know that side of that person,
yeah.
Right? Like,
it's just like,
because if they did,
grieve
they
privately.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're famous like that, like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Just like, you can be sad, but you don't need to post about like, well, like, because he was disgusting and he had a lot of child pornography. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But. Gross. It was after the show ended, but, like, how gross is that? Because a lot of their fans were, like, younger girls, too. Yeah. Yeah. So, Naya Rivera was on the show, and she played a character named Santana Lopez, who was a cheerleader. And people really liked her because she was an open lesbian. She was dating another character on the show named Brittany.
Yes.
And that was a big point on the show because, like, that there wasn't a lot of representation as
honestly,
there is nowadays.
I feel like this was one of the first shows, at least in like my experience of TV, where being gay was just like
part of it.
Part
just,
of it.
Okay. cool.
And like there was some like scenes where it was kind of like, oh, I need to like come out, whatever.
Well, because they have to have that. That's a part of it.
I think at some points, sure. Yeah. But like it was like the first where it was like, oh, we're not like hiding behind it and making it like a whole weird, like, it's wrong. Like there was kind of a little bit that
yeah.
with like the one like main gay character, but like with the lesbians, it was just kind of like, oh, okay. They are in love and that's wonderful. Like it was just like accepted and like all of their friends just like accepted it. Like I think there were some parts where like the family members were kind of like, what, you're gay? Like,
yeah,
sure. But I mean, it's a coming of age show. And yeah. then like, but all the friends, high school show, like the Glee club, no one was like, oh, you're gay. We're not doing that here. Like, it's fucking Glee Club. Of course there's some gay people here.
Yeah,
like,
come on. Let's be real for
like,
a minute.
Yeah, so it was just, like, one of those shows where it was, like, it felt a little bit empowering at the time of, like, no one was, like, hating on it.
I love that they had that and representation. And
I
did
like
that.
I yeah. do remember, like, now that yeah. I'm, like, kind of thinking back on it, I'm, like, that was one of the first shows where it wasn't like this weird like
well,
seventh
now,
heaven bullshit
when there's
where they're like,
a gay
that's wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Because now when there's a gay character, you don't even think twice about it.
Like, right. Like Schitt's Creek, like David being gay, like no, like, he didn't have to have a whole big coming out scene.
No, because we were just
his
like.
His family accepted him as he was yeah. and didn't ask, like they weren't like, what? You're bi? Oh my God. Like it was just like, well, we. Like, it wasn't even a question.
He just started dating him.
He just is.
And, like, they all just loved him. And I love that that's, like, a thing.
Yeah.
So that was one thing that I was like, hell yeah. Like, hell yeah. Thank you for, like, having that, you know?
Totally.
So people, like, but, yeah, they really liked it that it was just, like, added another element of, like, acceptance.
Yeah.
But she was born January 12th, 1987, Capricorn, and from a young age, she did commercials and everything.
She was gorgeous.
Oh my gosh, and she was such a cute little girl, too, like, and she did commercials for Mattel. She was like, I was like their little person of color girl, and I thought that was so cute.
Oh my
I was
God.
Like, you know what? Get it. It was amazing.
Someone had to pave the path.
Yeah. Know? And, yeah, I mentioned that she dated a Mark Salling. They didn't last very long, but they were, like, on and off, and she...
Toxic as fuck.
Yeah, and, like, she had an issue with him, but they, like, were on and off. It wasn't, like, a big thing, though, and she was the biggest competitor with Lea Michele.
Yeah.
Rachel Berry, and they wouldn't even talk for, I think there were two seasons where they didn't even talk. But she would stand up for her co-stars and stuff.
Yeah.
That didn't want to, like, deal with it. She's, like, because she was originally hired as, like, a background character. And they saw her talent. They saw what she could do. They saw that she didn't give a fuck. And they were, like, they wrote her,
we
like,
need her.
She became one of the main characters
of
the show. From what I understand. I act like I watched it. I didn't. But, like, watching this, I was, like, I love her. So, And, you know, her dad even said, just, he's like, do what you want. He's like, they're going to notice you and they're going to like make you a character. And he was right.
Yeah.
And they interviewed him and he loved her
so
much. He was just talking about how amazing she was. And he was just a really supportive dad too, which I'm like, we love to see that.
She had like an undeniable talent for sure.
She for sure did. Yeah. Her singing, I was just like, okay. And she even like at a young age, they showed videos of her. She's like, I'm going to be a famous singer one day.
Oh, I remember seeing those little like home videos. It's so precious.
I know. She was so cute and she wasn't wrong.
She made it.
She knew what she was doing. Like they, just a side note, there's like a video of them interviewing Peyton Manning as a kid. He's like, I'm going to be a big football quarterback. And they're like, aww. Sure you are, buddy. And then it's like Peyton Manning is
but,
like,
you know, what you tell yourself
I know
becomes
you don't like football,
reality.
But like you even
no,
know who Peyton
like,
Manning is.
What you tell yourself really becomes your reality.
Yeah.
Like
someone's got to do it. Why not? Why not the kid that's like knows at a young age?
Believe in yourself.
Yeah. But like I said before, she wrote a memoir. And she dated Big Sean in 2013.
Not Big Sean.
And in her memoir, she wrote that she went to Big Sean's place and he had, and she wrote it this way. She's like, he had a girl there named, the name rhymes with Shmarionda Shmronde.
Oh, God.
Just sitting on his couch, like cross-legged. And that's when they broke up. And he ended up writing the song I don't fuck with you about her.
Oh. Uh-huh.
He has renounced that song. He's like, I feel horrible about that song.
You should.
But I don't think he, I don't know if he performs it anymore. I don't even think he does, but he wrote it about her. And then I'm sure he was like,
yikes.
Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Basically, I like to mention that because that was like probably his biggest hit, which is,
I did not know that.
Wild. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not long after that breakup, they were engaged, but they got engaged pretty quickly, like after her really disaster relationship with Mark Salling. She started dating and quickly got engaged to a guy named Ryan Dorsey. He is in Yellowstone. I don't watch Yellowstone. I don't know what character he is. Everyone's like, you should watch Yellowstone. And I'm like, I will.
Bro, I try to watch Yellowstone. That's just so boring.
The first scene with the horse with is the when I was like, and I was done. Like,
I can't. This is some Republican ass shit. I can't do this.
I've seen clips from it like on TikTok and I'm like, maybe I should watch it. There's one where like they make that girl do a strip search. Have you seen that?
No.
They Beth, do a strip search and then Beth walks in.
The attitude with, lady?
Yeah. She walks in and she like starts wrecking the place because this girl was like Native American, half Native American. That's why they made her do a strip search to make sure she didn't steal anything.
Oh, so it was maybe not super Republican?
Yeah. And Beth comes in and destroys the place and is like, you only did that because she's half Native American, didn't you? Oh. And I was like, maybe I should watch the show because okay. I was like, hell yeah.
I thought it was going to be all like, and I was like,
I can't deny her. I don't know. Okay. I don't watch it.
I don't know.
But I did watch Landman, which my dad was like, you should watch that. It's got Billy Bob
Why
Thornton.
Why does that just remind me of like fucking Always Sunny?
Day Man.
Day Man.
I know. My dad told me about Landman and Landman. I was like, whoa, fighter of the sea man. I don't know. It's actually a really good show. You should watch it. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
It's only one season, but the wife and the daughter are hilarious and I love them and they are like all over the place, but it's really enjoyable. Anyways, so yeah. So Ryan Dorsey was on Yellowstone.
Ryan Dorsey. Okay. I don't know who that is.
He was like, he was okay, but they got engaged in 20 or they got engaged quickly. They got married in 2014. They ended up divorcing in 2018, but they had a son named Josie together, and he was, like, a really cute kid. And they just supposedly had a good, like, did a good job co-parenting him.
Okay.
They don't really touch on that, so I can't be like, they were great co-parents or they were bad co-parents.
Who knows?
But anyway, so the summer of 2020 rolls around. Yeah, your face. And it was not long after the 4th of July, Naya and her son go to, they got a pontoon boat. And she actually FaceTimed her dad before. And he was like, if you get a pontoon boat, do not jump out of it. It is hard to get back in. And she's like, it's going to be fine. So she and her son go on there. A few hours later, they find the pontoon boat and her son's asleep in it. And he's wearing a life jacket. Where is she? She's nowhere to be found. And they asked the son. He's 4. They're like, where's your mommy? And he said, she was in the water. I don't know where she is. She ended up drowning in the water. And she was able to save him. What they think happened was they got out of the water and like were swimming. He had a life jacket. She did not.
Yeah.
This is like, guys, just wear the life jacket.
But why did, so did he just climb back in?
They don't know if he fell out, she jumped out to save him, or if they were playing in the water and like the boat got away from them. They don't know, but they assume she used the last of her strength to put him in the boat and she ended up drowning.
Jesus Christ.
They were able to find her a few days later and they found her 7 years after they found Corey Monteith the same day.
Yeah.
7 years later. Which is so
eerie.
Yeah. And they assumed her, she died on the 8th of July, which is close to the 4th. He died on the 13th.
Yeah.
In 2013. And she died, they found her body
yeah.
July 13th, 2020. Ugh. So that's so weird.
Sad. That one just made me really sad too, because it's like this poor little kid is just like, napping in the boat and like
I hope he doesn't remember it.
Yeah, I hope so too.
As awful as that sounds, I hope he doesn't remember it. So we're through the deaths. So, and I did tell you about the controversy with the divorce. Here's a big controversy. So, Corey Monteith was dating Leah Michele. She was something else. I don't know Leah Michele. And honestly, I watched the show Scream Queens. Did you ever watch that show?
Yeah.
I loved her in that show.
Well, she's a great actress and she's a great singer.
That's she plays undeniable. A crazy person, but and she's I loved also, it.
Like, you hear so many stories of how horrible she is to work with.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't know.
It's not like one person tells the story, it's everyone it's tells a the lot story. Of people. So when she walked into her interview for Glee, she had gotten into a car accident. She had broken glass in her hair. Oh. It was cleaning out the broken glass, and she was like yelling at the piano player. That to me already is kind of like a red flag. And she's like, you're not playing it right. And she was like doing a monologue and they laughed. And she's like, that's not the funny part. I was being dramatic there. And I'm just like, oh, God. I was listening to this and I'm like, how the fuck did she? And I'm like, well, they probably wanted somebody that's like.
Well, her character was also like terrible.
Like I mentioned before, Ryan Murphy said they weren't really playing characters. They were playing themselves. Remember that part?
Yeah.
Okay. So at this point, we're in 2020, hence why I said I don't know if I'm going to go in order, but I'm going to try to as much as I can. Yeah. So in the midst of the George Floyd protests, if everyone remembers, a man was detained and somebody was sitting on his neck and he passed away. And it was so sad, so fucked up. And there were protests going on about like police brutality, all that stuff.
Like
and
the she beginning posted, of the Black Lives Matter.
And she posted something about BLM. Which is something I absolutely can get behind.
Yeah.
However, one of her stars, one of the stars who was a person of color, Leah Michele had said in the past, I'm going to shit in her wig. So this person's like, oh, so you're going to go with BLM, but you talked about how you'd shit in my wig during the show.
Oh, no.
And everyone's like, oh, oh, you're going to say that? Yeah. All these people went out and talked about how unbearable she was on the show and how she was like really
a diva, like a true life diva.
Yes. And people said, and even, and you know, Kate Hudson said she was a diva. Kate Hudson did let Leah Michele live with her after Corey Monteith's death so she could make sure she was safe and like the press wasn't getting to her.
How are they related? Kate Hudson?
She was on the show. She was a cameo. Yeah, she was one of the people on the show. And I thought that was really kind, but she's like, yeah, she was a, she knew what she wanted.
Oh, wow.
But she didn't, her and Naya Rivera were like butting heads. I don't think they talked for like season four through the end of the show. And, you know, they were like, don't you dare post anything about how you miss Naya. Cause like, we know how that went. Like, ooh. It was everyone said something about how she was awful and like how she was a diva and how she made like people. There was a background guy who like did a lot of scenes with them. He was like a background dancer and he was there like every single day. And he was sitting with them at lunch one day. They invited him. They're like, that was such a good take. And they sat with him. And then one person had to come up and tell him to move because Leah Michele didn't feel like he was on their same level.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading that.
She did brand deals with HelloFresh and Zola, the wedding planning website. And after all this stuff came out, they dropped her immediately. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. Wow. So, yeah, they were just, she called background dancers and people that weren't in the main group leeches.
Girl.
Yeah. She was pretty much canceled. Her career hasn't been the same. She got to do a Broadway play, Funny Girl, after Beanie Feldstein, who is sister to Jonah Hill. She didn't want to do it anymore. So Leah Michele's like, I'll do it. I'll do Funny Girl. So she, that's kind of what she did for a while. But yeah, her career was canceled and it just kind of came out about like how awful she was. So it's just like, that's one controversy I like to talk about because it's like, I'm sure a lot of people are like, finally, she got her comeuppance and she like her career hasn't been the same. But you can't just talk horrible about people and think it's not going to come back to bite you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did love her in Scream Queens and I'm like, maybe she's hilarious. And it's like, no, she's not hilarious. She's like really mean. But anyways, so basically, Glee was from 2009 to 2015 is when like the show ended. And in that time to now, I guess 2020 is the last reported issue, three cast members and five crew members died.
Really?
This is unprecedented, like, from other, like...
Which cast members?
The cast members, Corey, Mark, and
Maya. Oh, I thought you meant three more. I was like, who?
I know. And it was just like, I don't know, this... Because they said a lot of people worked on the show, not as much as other shows, but they're like, these numbers are unprecedented for, like, statistics of other shows.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like, is there a curse? Well, in
that short amount of time, too.
Yeah. Is there a curse? Is there not a curse? But, yeah, that's the curse of Glee, and it's... That documentary is really good. If you guys were fans of Glee, please watch it. You heard Danae being like, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. So...
It's just, like, kind of crazy.
It is crazy, and it's really sad.
Yeah,
just what happened. Sad. Yeah, so. We'll post our Aura photos, and we'll post pictures. I'll try to do some scenes of singing on our Instagram, and that's just going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod, just on Instagram.
Yeah, and if you have any stories or suggestions or anything, really, email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We'll send you friendship bracelets if you write something substantial. We should take pictures of our friendship bracelets.
We should, because I made you one.
You made me one?
I did. I forgot to tell you.
Oh my god, I made you one. I forgot to wear them. I'll wear them. We'll take pictures eventually. I made Danae one, and she made me one now.
Friendship bracelets.
Friends forever.
All right, until next time, definitely self-care yourself.
Especially during the month of May, it is mental health awareness. Do not forget. And take care of your mental health and self-care for yourself.
Yes. Okay, bye.
Bye.